In week two of the 2020 football season in Minnesota, the Hastings Raiders football team lost their home opener to the Park Wolfpack in the Battle of Highway 61, 19-7. Head coach Dana Strain of the Raiders tells fans what he saw from start to finish.
It was a good football game, 7-7 early in the fourth. We certainly had an opportunity to win the game. Too many missed chances throughout the game, whether it's a drop pick. We played the first quarter and a half inside their 40-yard line and just couldn't finish. And then we had inopportune times where we had mistakes that killed drives, and defensively we had a hard time stopping the run at times. And so we just got to get better as a football team and get more consistent. We did some good things, but it would be one step forward, one step back type of a thing. So we just got to smooth that out. Too many mistakes for us. And I like the kids' response when we were done with the game. They're ready to go back to work on Monday, and that's what we'll do.
The game actually started exactly the Raiders wanted it to by forcing Park to a three and out and getting the football back. But not being able to capitalize offensively took some of that thunder away that the defense provided earlier.
It was. Kickoff coverage was excellent. Simon boots it down there. The kids get it covered. We get them inside their 20, I think, to start the game. And, we talked to our football team about how we start and how important that is. So it was great to see that sequence from the kick and the coverage unit onto the defense, getting the three and out, the quick stop, and then the punt return unit got pressure, almost got a block, and I think we end up with the ball right around midfield. And then offensively, we move it well as well. And so it was a great start for us. That's what we needed to have happen, but we did not finish the drive. And, that's the story of football. You don't get second chances all the time, and you got to learn to finish those drives, and you can't play a quarter and a half in their zone and not come away with points. That'll come back to bite you, and that's what happened to us. But it was a great start for us, and that's encouraging. So that's one of the things we talked to our team about during the week, and it was nice to see them come out and do that in really all phases, just didn't finish it offensively there.
Coach Strain also gives a lot of credit to Park's very physical defensive front.
It was tough. They did a nice job, and we had a hard time with them up front, and that was kind of the story of the game. I think early on, we did a pretty good job with it, but as the game went along, I think we had more and more troubles inside on the interior of the line, and that made it tough sledding inside. And for us, we got to get the running game going, and when we had a hard time doing that, then it's tough for us offensively. So credit to them. That was a big part of the game as we struggled with their defensive front. And that isn't any one guy. It's us collectively inside the box. And that's something that we'll have to get straightened out if we see these guys again.
One of the big positives to come out of the game on Friday night against Park was the offensive connection between quarterback Axel Arnold and tall wide receiver Steven Reifenberger. They combined for an 18-yard touchdown pass into the back of the end zone, giving the Raiders that lone touchdown in the first half.
It was a very well thrown football, and then we had a period there where we were protecting well, and Axel got it out, made a good decision, and got it up to Reif. And like you said, he's a big kid, and he's going to be an excellent football player for us as he continues to get better this season. And he's going to be a kid that's not going to be the last play that he makes for us. Our credit, the kid defended it well and contested it, but Reif's a powerful kid and a big kid, and he came away with it. So that was a great answer from our offense. It was an excellent drive, and I thought it was really big for us to respond and tie it up before half, so that was huge.
Coach Strain and the Raiders know they'll have their hands full on the road at a chilly South St. Paul Friday night.
Yeah, I think so. I've gotten eyes on them a little bit. They're a good football team. They're very complete. You mentioned a couple players, but they are a pretty complete football team in terms of they've got a lot of talented kids that run around. They're very well coached, and they lost one here Friday night, but they're a good football team, and so we're going to have our hands full. But like I said, that for us, we just got to get better at cleaning ourselves up and being more consistent and give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter again, and then we got to finish drives and find a way to score some points. And we're not going to win if we're scoring 6 or even 12. We got to find a way to hit some home runs here and finish our drives when we get our chances. We just too many missed opportunities up to this point, and if we can clean that up, we're going to have a shot.